In this video, I'll give you a general reading of the energy surrounding the zodiac sign of Scorpio for November 2018. Hi there, my name is RJ and welcome to another free general tarot reading brought to you by thewokeway.org. If it's your first time here and you're interested in getting free general tarot readings for your zodiac sign, well, subscribe now and don't forget to turn on that notifications bell so that you don't miss out on any of my uploads or live streams. Okay, so let's find out what's happening for the sign of Scorpio. Spirit, what messages do we have for the sign of Scorpio? November 2018. What are messages? Alright. A lot of messages coming through. That's nice. Yesterday I really wanted to do your reading. But I tried, I'm not even kidding, like 20 times. But something always happens. Something goes wrong. I don't get to finish it, so I was like, okay, maybe it's not the best day to do the reading for Scorpio. Then I thought of doing other signs, but I don't know, it didn't feel right for me to skip Scorpio and do the other signs first, so I was like, okay, let's just wait for it. So I guess, and let's hope that this is it for you. Okay, all right overall energy, we have the King of Wands. Okay, I feel like this is not you. I feel like this is someone around you, possibly a fire sign. Could be an Aries, Leo, or Sag. Although you may also have that somewhere in your chart. But I feel like this is someone else. But yeah, there's a fire sign in your life that is going to be the focus for November for you. This person is, you know, like all fire signs. They're very creative, very smart, very charming, very loving. But they are also a little bit too much. And by too much, I mean they're how do I say this? They're too much for you. And I mean, they're not a match for your personality. As you know, Scorpios are very deep people, right? Very deep, extremely deep people, water energy. Then you have someone who is a fire sign, who is very passionate, fiery, always, you know, on the go, very impulsive, very assertive, sometimes even bordering aggressive. And fire makes water boil. So really, this person makes you boil, makes your blood boil sometimes. Now, regardless if this is a love interest, your partner already, or your boyfriend, the person you're married to, your boss, your friend, your best friend, however this is resonating for you. I feel that as much as you love them, they do make your blood boil. Maybe more often than you can take, you know. So for November, this could even be your child, okay, a fire sign child. They're just too out there, you know. They're far out, you know, like too out there, too, like weird in a good way, but still weird, you know. You find it very difficult to relate with them sometimes. They're, because you are deep in a certain level, but they're also deep on a certain level as well. It would have been wonderful if your deepness, your depth of consciousness would relate with each other, but it's like it's of equal depth but going in different directions. You know what I mean? So it's like it's never gonna meet. They're two parallel lines. Never gonna meet. Never. Ever. So if you're already in a relationship with this person, it's just, it's a long, hard road that I'm not saying it's impossible for you to get along with them or for you to have a reasonably successful relationship with them. It can happen because it's not, this is just the sun sign, right? There are other signs. You have Venus, your rising, your Mars, or whatever other planets you have there, your moon. So a person's birth chart, yours and theirs, have other planets. So there are times that a Scorpio and a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sag, can, you know, actually work. But most of the time, if we will be focusing on archetypal energies over here, let's just say we're going to be more, you know, archetypal and stereotypical in our assessment, it's really going to be difficult. It's not impossible, but it's a long, hard, cold road to success. And if you truly love this person, then you can do your best to make this thing work, right? But this is now the thing. See, the issue is, if you truly love this person, really doesn't matter if they're fire sign and you're water sign or whatever sign you are, right? You will show as much devotion as you normally would if you love them as much as you think you do. But the problem is, if you think you love them, but in reality you don't really love them, whether or not you're aware of this, this is when the relationship starts crumbling because it's not built on solid ground, right? But yeah, all November is going to be all about them and how they influence your life, your world, your thoughts. And I feel like this person really is a huge part of your life, whether or not you accept it or acknowledge it. This person is a very important part of your life. They don't always have to be a fire sign though. They could just be any sign behaving like this energy of a fire sign. Also, the King of Wands is the energy of someone who's, you know, very kingly and queenly in how they act. It's like they know they are kings, they know they are queens, so it's very hard to please them. It takes a lot of effort to please them because they know what they're worth, kind of. So they demand nothing less than what they think they're worth. So it's hard. It makes it even harder actually. Ugh. All right. Okay, let's put this aside and let's talk about the cards that we got. You had the Five of Pentacles. Oh, not the Five of Pentacles. Ooh, if I slip, it could mean something. So maybe you have the Five of Pentacles. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, you have the Page of Pentacles. You have the Eight of Pentacles reversed. You have the Nine of Cups, you have the High Priestess, and you have the Two of Swords. Okay, at first glance over here, I'm seeing at first, okay, you may have Pisces somewhere in your chart, or they may have Pisces somewhere in their chart. But this High Priestess showing up here is also telling you more than anything that you should focus on listening to your intuition, because it seems like you are not doing that at the moment, okay? And I say this in all areas. This applies in all areas of your life, not just in love. Could be in your career, in business,